Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 29th of October, 7:05 in the morning news, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're broadcasting at, or I should say we're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and our phone line's here, 605-4567. And, of course, Jared's at the helm in there. Good morning there, Jared.
Good morning.
And Trish Clark is here.
Because it's Thursday morning.
It's Thursday morning. It's my Trish girl.
Okay, and it's 45 degrees. It's a little...
It's 65 in the studio.
It's 65 in the studio, but it's 45 degrees outside.
Here, let me turn that fan on.
Yeah, thank you. Just get things going here this morning as I'm wrapping my arms together here. We're looking for a high today of 83 and a low of 50 this evening. On Friday, a high of 80 and a low of 51. Saturday, a high of 83 and a low of 52. And on Sunday, a high of 83, a low of 51. Again, on Monday, 83, we're kind of stuck in the 80s, if you will. That's okay, because that's kind of nice. No visible moisture in the near future. We certainly could use some rain, but doesn't look like it's going to get here anytime soon. Looks like we're going to have a dry Halloween. That's going to be interesting. It'll be. I'm curious to see how that all works out. Are kids going to trick or treat, or are they
I'm
not?
Prepared.
I am too.
What I did was okay.
The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And Chuck and Judy are starting a program in November for veterans. Since November is the Veterans Month.
Yes.
You get an extra 10 cents off your propane cost. He's already got a 10 cents off already. Now he's going to take another 10 cents off.
Wow,
so it's 20 cents off each gallon for our veterans during the month of November. So it's maybe a good time to fill up.
Fill up those tanks.
Fill up those tanks. 365-3793. Okay. Now, today, hopefully, it's hard to tell if Advanced Automotive is going to be on.
Well,
Cody
we'll
and Tim. Because Tim's step back,
and they're traveling everywhere. And I'm so excited about that. I'm watching
really,
their travel.
Yeah, really super people.
Yes,
and Cody is just busy down there, their son. Well, hopefully he'll come in today because we can talk about how to get your car
ready for the winter.
Ready for the winter. And then Adam McElvain will come in.
Okay.
And tomorrow Mark Mazzano comes in. And I have, and the next week it's over.
Yes, it is.
It's over.
Good, bad,
or
different.
It could be, I went off yesterday on, people are, the things people say. You know, it's not a secret that I don't think Mr. Biden will be, it should win. I'm basing this on just what I've watched, what I've read, from many different spots. However, if Mr. Biden wins, he's going to get my support.
He will be the president.
He is the president. And not supporting him, wanting him to fail, is kind of like wanting your pilot of your plane to die while you're up 30,000 feet in the air.
Well, I would say only, and I'll say the same thing I said we know what his platform is. We know what he wants to do with America.
Right.
So will I support him, and will he be our president? Will I hope that he is not successful in attaining his goals? Absolutely.
Some of his goals.
If he does, I'm going to be living in a socialist country.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to say that I'm going to hope that he sees the error of his ways and that he understands that he needs to keep this country operating under its constitution.
If he does, after 47 years of being in government, if he doesn't understand that, then there's no hope for the man. But here's the thing is, supporting him and not attacking him personally, those kind of things, but if I disagree with his platform, do everything I can to change it or to make sure that parts of it, his whole platform is not bad. you know, the idea of eventually getting off carbon-based technology is something that we should kind of try to get to, because eventually that oil is not going to be there. So we should be searching for ways to, so cars can run on hydrogen, or we should have nuclear power. You know, that to me is an answer for so much of our power needs. Now, do we still need oil and so many different things? Plastics, you name it.
Oil, they aren't there yet. No.
But what I'm saying is, don't rush to this. But we should eventually, at some time, be at that point. It's not going to be.
Where there are alternatives.
Yeah, and where there's viable alternatives. And if they're not viable, you don't switch.
That's right.
Like saying, okay, you're going to light up the whole city of Reading on solar. Well, it's not going to work.
No.
It's not viable.
Let's wait and have that discussion and argument when we have to. I think at this point,
okay,
what we have to look at.
I'm just saying.
I know. And you're being reasonable, and I'm not in a reasonable mood.
No.
So I'm just kind of saying
you're
that.
You're not in a reasonable mood today?
Well, pretty much about any of that. I mean, I'm just up to here with their Green New Deal.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't want to talk anything reasonable about it. So I don't want to discuss it until I'm forced into it. And I am a forever, I mean, just call me an optimist, but
I am a cock-eyed optimist,
absolutely.
From the song.
I just am absolutely sure that Donald Trump is going to be reelected. He has earned it. Promises made, promises kept. Look at his record.
GDP is up 33% from the last quarter. The largest rise since World War II.
Everything that man promised he would do, he has attempted to do, and he has accomplished a great deal of it, in spite of the fact that he hasn't had anybody supporting him, not even the Republican Party. They are starting to come around, but if for no other reason than what he has done with our courts in this United States, he's given us some breathing room. Over 300 judges having been appointed who understand the Constitution. Are they going to make decisions, all of them, based on what I, as a strong Republican, would like? Probably not, because not always am I in favor of. I mean, sometimes you just like to go a little beyond what the Constitution will allow. If they're strict constitutionalists, they're not going to let you do that. And that's what he's done across the United States with 300 judges. That is huge. Now, can it all be undone in a few years if we elect the wrong people? Absolutely.
Of course,
but not
because
quickly.
Every year, there's new judges coming up.
And they talk about him stacking the courts. It's their fault that Obama left all those vacancies when he left office.
Well, but, you know, as far as stacking or packing the Supreme Court, I mean, with short memories, if they do that, what short memories they have. Because then the Supreme Court becomes a political instrument, and it's not supposed to be a political instrument. It's supposed to be the last bastion of independence.
They're not, you know, I think I printed it and I meant to bring it in today, because I think that Amy Coney Barrett made the best explanation of what a judge is that's ever been written down. I mean, she explained in such an articulate manner the difference between what she does and what the legislature does, what the judges do and what the lawmakers. They make laws. The judges interpret them. I said to you earlier, if you had 9 justices who were strictly constitutionalists, who believed in supporting the Constitution of the United States as intended, we would have a very fair court. Because they would find everything based on what the Constitution states, not on the liberal side and not on the conservative side, simply on the side of the Constitution.
No, and I'm all for that. And there lies the danger of packing a court, because then they will pack them with people that will vote a certain way. And they know they're going to vote a certain way by the way they've ruled as they've come up through the years.
But then they're not doing their job and they're not fulfilling their oath of office.
That's absolutely correct. And the short-sightedness, if you're doing this, means the next time a Republican gets in, and the Republican will get in, they'll do the same thing. So, you know, so then,
but
the,
again,
so then
I
the
will
Supreme
say
Court
you,
comes, to, all of a sudden it's 20 justices.
But I will say it to you again, and we've seen it time and time again, where we disagree with some of the decisions made by the justices who have been appointed by Republicans. because they are not strict constitutionalists, or they are strict constitutionalists and don't always agree with the Republicans.
No, that's true. No, so, and I agree with that. Okay.
So anyway,
we got to take a break.
I think it was an excellent moment in history.
I have to
watch her being sworn in.
So Nick says that Carl and Trisha will support a socialist if elected, no matter what. That's not what was said, Nick. You know, get your cup of coffee. No, you don't drink coffee. Take a cup of tea.
Take several deep breaths.
That's not what we said.
Not at all.
We didn't say we would support all his policies, but not all of Biden's. If you read the platform.
I'm not
going
to go out and try to get him run out of office for 4 years
I'm not going to sit there and call him names. I am not going to, like they've done to Trump. And I will treat him as I did President Obama, which I disagree with many of his policies, but he don't go into full-blown.
If elected, he will be our elected president.
Yeah. And do you want, And
God help us.
Yeah, well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. I wouldn't be happy. Let me put it this way. I would be very unhappy because for a variety of reasons, which I've already pointed out. Now, this portion of the show, though, brought to you by Sleep Number. It's going to be daylight savings time this weekend. It happens Sunday, November 1st. And if you can kind of start adjusting right now by going to bed 15 minutes earlier, try to get outside for a morning of early afternoon light to reset your internal clock, stick to a consistent sleep routine. Yeah. And did you know that, during this month, of course, of November, we're really into the military. Veterans Day, Marine Corps birthday, many things are happening there. And sleep affects every facet of our physical health and functioning. But it also impacts on our relationship and our ability to be supportive to our partners. So the more sleep you get when there's stress going on, like COVID and this election, the better off you are. So right now, the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed has proven quality sleep. During the Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on a special edition smart bed, now only $1,799. Plus, exclusive offers for our military members for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. And
best night's sleep you'll ever have.
Oh, gosh. My Sleep Number setting is 55.
As is mine.
And Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. And it's the best night's sleep I've had, really. So we've been very happy that we've had the Sleep Number. And let me tell you, if it didn't work, we wouldn't have it. They wouldn't be advertisers. There you go. Okay, 7:17 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by drop box. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
When the sky is a bright canary yellow, I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green.
Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
To,
thank you, Jared.
Yeah, to Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Hey, it's 7:22 in the morning, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Phone lines here, 605-4567. 45 degrees out there. And that came from when she said, I know I'm an optimist. And I said, you know, the cockeyed optimist. And that comes from the movie South Pacific.
Yes, yeah.
My mom used to take me to movies when I was a kid. And she loved musicals. And she loved South Pacific. She bought the soundtrack to South Pacific. And
I still have that on a 33 album.
When Linda and I were married, the song was "Some Enchanted Evening" when we danced.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say something to Nick. The point that I was trying to make.
I'm just saying.
My point is that if he is duly elected as our president, as Trump was 4 years ago, I will respect that election. I'm not going to go out and start burning building downs and tearing up my neighborhood because someone was elected that I disagree with.
And you know what? Elections
have consequences, and therefore,
that's it.
If he has the numbers and he has control, then we're going to have to live with the decisions he makes. We're going to have to try and change them, do everything we can, but within the law and within our Constitution.
Yeah. And if you don't do that, if you just automatically, what I said was he's got like a 93-page document, which is what, you know, the Democrats' plank or platform. If you go through there, I'm sure that there's some things in there that are good for our country. Maybe part of it is, you know, rebuilding infrastructure. That would be a great thing. And how could you be against that? Jobs and actually fixing our roads and airports and bridges. You know, so you can't just automatically. Of course, it's easy to look at a lot of things in that platform and go berserko.
I think we have a.
Yeah. So, but anyway, moving on. The Girl Scouts put out a tweet or something where they congratulated Amy Coney Barrett for becoming the Supreme Court Justice, the fifth woman in the history of the court to be to be Tim Morlock has just walked in, and he's and he's displaying his he's just walking in, and no, he's not displaying anything weird. It's just, you know what, it would be weird if you weren't in Shasta County.
Probably
it would be, you know what, you know, you did that down in L.A. or something like that, it would be weird, but yeah. In Shasta County we think it's great. But then they put this thing up congratulating her for being appointed the Supreme Court Justice.
Exactly.
Congress people, congresswomen said, how dare you do this. They had all of these attacks on the Girl Scouts for just saying what an accomplishment this is. I can't believe they had to pull it down because of all the attacks they had. You know, it's ridiculous that you can't say something about somebody that's achieved, you know, the being appointed to the highest court.
You know, and I'll say it. That was such a beautiful moment in history to watch Amy Coney Barrett, a woman, a qualified, so absolutely qualified, probably one of the most qualified justices that has ever been appointed. I think she proved that throughout her hearing process, being sworn in by a black judge who went through an awful lot to get where he is and has made incredibly wise decisions.
I think he used the word lynching.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, he... So what a beautiful picture for how well our Constitution and our America works, to have this picture of this very qualified black justice there swearing in this very qualified woman, both of which who were appointed because of their qualifications and because they were the best there was available at that point, and went through the process and were appointed not because they were black and not because they were a woman. They were appointed because they were qualified and will support our Constitution. I just don't know of a moment in history that I am prouder to be a part of.
Well, you know, John Stossel, who is a commentator on for a variety of different things, has written some books. He put a article out that I read, and I'd like to share part of it with you. And he said, worried about Tuesday, remember, the most important parts of life happen outside politics. Love, friendship, family, raising children, building businesses, worship, charity work, that's the stuff of life. Politicians get in the way of these things. But despite the efforts of power-hungry Republicans, Democrats, life gets better. And he gives examples where child labor was ubiquitous. Now it's limited to a few countries in Africa. Women did not have a vote until New Zealand granted it at the end of the 19th century. Today, women vote everywhere except in the Vatican. Gays and lesbians persecuted for a millennia are free to marry. Slavery was universal. Now it's illegal. The world has never been more peaceful, more educated, and kinder. We've gone through 90% tax rates, Vietnam War, military draft, price controls, indecency laws, widespread racism, sexism, Jim Crow, the explosion of crime. Overall, life gets better. And he goes on for this. The GDP has gone up immensely. The media seems to shriek about everything that comes up that's negative.
Well, they do. And here, what about the peace process that's taking place in the Middle East as we speak? If this were any other time in our history with any other president, those things that are happening on a daily basis, the meetings, the signatures, the things that are happening in the Middle East would be headline news every hour on the hour. Magical things are happening in a region we didn't think we'd ever come close to seeing agreements between different groups.
And frankly,
it's happening on a daily basis. These signatures are coming in, the meetings. And then no mention of it. You can scan everywhere. Even Fox isn't talking about it. I mean, it's amazing to me that this is phenomenal.
In 1981, 42% of the world lived in extreme poverty. By 2018, only 8.6% do. Are these highlights ever touted?
Not in the last 4 years.
Drinking water, something as simple as the life straw, which everybody that ever goes camping or hiking or hunting knows about. It looks like an over-large straw, but what it does is you can drink water out of a dirty stream and it will kill off all the bacteria and dry like 99.9% of everything. And now you can drink that water. And so, I mean, these are just entrepreneurs are finding better ways of doing it. We can put a man in space now through an entrepreneur, not the government.
That's right.
So you know what? There's so many good things. So this is
we're not talking about any of those the last 4 years, but we're going to again. We're going to again because this time that Trump is going to win in such outstanding numbers that there's not going to be any discussion about it. We're going to move forward, and if they want to try and burn it down, I think that that'll be short lived. I think that's going to possibly happen, but I think it's going to be short lived, taken care of, and we're going to move forward.
Call me Pollyanna. Well, not to my face. Call me Pollyanna. But this. Trump gets reelected. People, I think, are going to say, well, okay, people spoke. And, you know, even if it's, you know, he takes 230 or 278 or 280 electoral votes, he's been reelected. Okay, so you don't have to fight for 3 years to try and make sure he doesn't get reelected. He's reelected. Let's kind of start working together. And I hope Trump reaches out. I really do. I hope he reaches out and he can get beyond 3 years of personal attacks.
Well, I hope he reaches out, but I hope he doesn't make. I hope he doesn't go to their side. The things they want
that.
For our
I
country, they need to understand that there are consequences, and they need to reach across the aisle. We have been reaching across the aisle for the full 4 years. We did it every time we've been in office. We have been trying to, but you can't negotiate with them. You get to their starting point, and they up it.
Well, that's a okay. Now that's a you know that's going into a fight. With one hand tied behind you. Like I said, call me Pollyanna, but I would hope that Trump.
I would hope
that he would reach out and the other side would also reach out and say, okay, we've had 3 years of this BS. That's 4 years of this BS. And let's try to move forward and let's start with something like the infrastructure bill and work. To see how we can make it happen.
You know, the interesting thing. Okay, one more Chinese quote.
Oh no, you get last. You get the last word.
Okay, I hope that they understand that we need to take these. We need to take back the House. We need to take back the Senate. We need to have enough numbers to start making some things happen because I think the American people are going to be the deciding factor. This is a government of the people. And we need to start remembering that and take that responsibility back and elect people who will do what you just said.
Okay. All right. Hey, it's 7:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. There's so many reasons that Shasta Regional Medical Center stands out. The Da Vinci surgical robotic system that they have there, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. It's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. By the Joint Commission has rated them as an advanced primary stroke facility, and of course they're one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. This is all at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and they do a lot of things in our community. They help, and they're always there when it comes to fundraising. They're always there to help different organizations in our community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Do you know our crime rate is 70% higher than the national average? Do you know Redding is the 17th most dangerous city in California? Do you know your chances of becoming a victim are 1 in 22? This is Mark Mazzano, candidate for city council. My opponents say our police department is stronger than ever. I'm telling you it's not. In 2008, we had 119 officers. Today, maybe 104. You keep telling me homelessness is your top priority. My opponents say it's beyond our city government. Help me rebuild our police department and fix our homeless crisis. My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is Thursday, the 29th of October, 7:37 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. And Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning, everybody. Who was that? That was, he just died yesterday, the guy, and
it was Billy Joe Shaver.
The one that wrote Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah. Like that. Okay. Hey, good morning, and let's go to the phones. Betty, good morning.
Yes. I'd like to change the subject just a little bit. I heard from a source, good source, that I want to know if anybody in the audience or you know that in the hospitals, if you are 75 or over, you do not get Resivir. They will not allow you to have that. That is what the president had, you know.
Huh.
That cure, yep.
That, if you're over what? If you're over a certain age?
You're 75 or you're over.
Huh.
And anybody out there can look this up and find out. I want to know, this is, well, the people who told me, it's one of the hospitals that they work for.
Oh.
So they know this. And I won't tell you the hospital, but I don't know if it's just that hospital or it's all over the country.
Yeah.
That if you're 75 and go in there, you don't get it.
Hey, Jerry,
matter of fact, it's locked up.
Why don't you try and see if you can find that and see if that's true. And he'll make a search and we'll get back to you on the air with that.
Okay, thanks, because it really, you know, it
yeah.
shook me up.
They mentioned that back in the early stages of COVID, this that drug itself said, you know, it could be it could have a positive impact on the on that.
I understand the president had it, and probably other people. But when they say they will not allow for somebody
well,
to have well, 75 I think that, or over.
Exactly, because our previous president said we should just take a pill and get over it.
Right, right.
Anyway, okay, thanks a lot,
some
Betty.
Some of this is carried on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
we're
thanks
still
for
under
looking
under Obamacare.
Yeah, you bet.
Yes.
Hey, thank you. Hey, with us is Tim Morlock, who is the founder of Advanced Automotive. Is that
founder? Yes.
And now he
son.
Has passed it on to his son Cody.
Oh yeah.
And right now they have my F-150 parked down there because yesterday it wouldn't start, and yeah. I jumped it. And I jumped it with one of those Thor 1000s.
Isn't that a pretty cool little thing?
It's in my glove compartment right
yeah.
now. And this is a little thing smaller than an iPad. It fits in your glove compartment, and it jump-started my F-150.
I had my car jump the other day, my Lexus. Mm-hmm. They came to the house, and they had that little... Yeah. I thought, what are you doing? It's this little...
It does. It works.
Yes.
And some of them you can get actually plug into your, I guess, your cigarette lighter.
Yeah. Yeah.
That will also light. Well, I mean, will also.
So I guess I can take those cables out of the back of my car. Huh?
Yeah, you know, and one thing about
those cables,
those compact little chargers like that. If you notice that when you go to hook it up, you don't get that big spark and
no.
that arc.
Yeah.
And you know, jump starting vehicles, one vehicle to another vehicle, that is a thing of the past. You know, we don't do that at the shop. If we have the small jumper box like the Thor, then we also have larger battery packs. But no power is applied until the connections are made.
Yeah.
Simply because we don't want to send any rogue voltages throughout the system.
Well, you know what? I saw that online, and I thought it'd be something really good for Linda to have.
Yeah.
You know, because you know she's traveling, that she would be able to do it. And it's very simple.
You can also call her.
Yeah,
service.
It's
well,
you know,
she could do that. But sometimes, what if you're out? You know, because we make that run through Nevada
yeah.
every year, and there's places out there that you can't get cell service.
Oh,
right.
Hey, this is just going to the Tim's been traveling across the United States.
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
happens on many occasions. Did you know that when you're on an Indian reservation, a big area, a lot all across mm-hmm. the United States that are Indian reservation, a lot of them don't have cell service?
A lot of them do not, and there's a lot of different laws, rules, and regulations as to traveling through reservations
yeah.
and some of the rights that we have, Second Amendment rights in particular, are null and void on a lot of reservations.
Well, and let me tell you, I can tell you on the Navajo reservation, I spent a lot of time there.
Yeah?
That, the distances are so far, and you're
right.
Actually right. Not only do they not have cell service there,
mm-hmm.
they don't have water there. They don't have electricity
mm-hmm.
in a lot of these places. And it's, you know, you say to yourself, well, how could that be? Well,
right.
When you get out on the res out there, and when I was out, I had to go to a family out there. The directions were from the trading post, and I tell you what,
right.
If it wasn't for the Coke machine on the front mm-hmm. Porch, you could have walked back 100 years in the history
exactly.
and looked at that. And it was to take this dirt road down through one wash up to the next,
mm-hmm.
and there would be a road going off to the right, and there may be a post, there may not be a post.
Right.
And that's how I found it.
Yep,
I found the Nez family. And so it's hard for us to imagine that now,
yeah.
Which is one of the reasons on the reses they got hit so hard with COVID.
Oh, it's
out there.
Yeah, yeah. We could go down this road, and you know, I could get really up on my hind legs and boxing gloves on for the way the Native Americans have been treated.
Oh, it's been horrible.
You know?
And you know what? They all the billions and trillions of dollars we spend.
Yeah.
You would think that we could run a water system out,
right.
So they don't have to travel 200 right. miles to get water. And put it into a 250-gallon tank every week,
right?
This
so.
Is one of those things, however, that has two sides to both sides of this
You're
story.
You're right, it does.
And a lot of the money that has been invested has not been invested wisely.
I agree with
many
you.
Years.
That's a topic
for discussion.
That's a whole other deal, a whole other day.
If you've got
anyway.
Skin in the game, it makes a difference a lot
yes,
of times.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, we can sit here not right now because we're here to talk about how do you keep your car alive during winter? And we're going to take an early break so you can tell us that when we get back.
Okay.
Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is Northern California's premier retirement community. It's not assisted living. No. These are a lot of active people there that they've got their apartments, two bedrooms, one bedroom apartments. They can have their pets with them because it's really pet friendly there at River Commons. Gourmet chef, they do have transportation around town if you want them to drive you instead of you driving yourself. Picture having all your stuff, all those things that mean something to you with you, and then being able to go travel and just not mm-hmm. have to worry about anything, somebody breaking in or anything like this. You don't have to worry about plumbing. And after the election, you won't have to worry about finding toilet paper or anything like that. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Give them a call at 238-5981 and talk to Brian, and he'll answer any question that you have. We'll be right back with Tim Morlock, Trish Clark, and Carl Bott.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridges, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric McGreeny, former Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning.
Welcome back
I'm
to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR. What is this?
Come with me, we'll go.
Is this a camping and trapping thing? Red Rock Candy Mountain.
It's the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Okay, buddy. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM with Carl Bach and Trish Clark. Our guest is Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. He founded Advanced Automotive, and he's really stepped back, and his son, Cody, has taken over, and just, you haven't, you know what, there's been no difference in the service, of course, except, you know, and you are continuing to expand, and I can tell you right now, my F-150 is down there, because when I had a problem, I don't take it anywhere else but Advanced Automotive, and where they are working on it today, I hope. So I can get it back.
Yeah, my understanding is,
And so. I, you know what, and I'm not going to get into that. What I want to get into is, it's winter time. Mm-hmm. What can we do, Tim, to keep our cars going?
What do we need to do?
What do we need to do?
It's interesting that we're going to talk about this today, because this morning I was on a call with a shop, a real good friend of mine that has a shop in Chicago, and another real good friend of mine that has a shop in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. So wintertime comes to the Northeast and the Rust Belt, right? So what the consensus is, all right, 'tis the season for ghosts, ghouls, and goblins. We got to keep them out of our car. All right. So, and we do that with our tips, tricks, and treasures. So, and so, you know, right now, the big things going into a lot of vehicles around our area are fairly well maintained. We see a lot of good stuff coming through the shop. But the things that we really focus on going into this time of year, because we're going to roll the clocks back, but lights, wipers, and tires. I mean, the most common and basic, but also the most overlooked of the simple maintenance items. You know, once the rains start, I think it's going to rain about February. But
2022.
Yeah. But once the rain starts, tires. I mean, most vehicles, passenger vehicles, per tire, you have about a 4x4 square inch of contact with the road surface per tire. So that's not very much when you have a 3,200-pound car rolling down the highway. And if you don't have sufficient tread or the right tread compounds for inclement weather, it's recipe for an accident. Wipers, my gosh, you got to be able to see once it starts raining.
And after,
Carl, I see that look.
And after the hot summers,
I need to call down there, and because I just remembered that I need to get those wipers done, and then my windshield wipers, the washers don't work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call right after the show and say,
would you
fix that?
Yeah, I'm sure your fans at the shop are listening at the moment. So.
Okay, so, Cody and gang down there, because I know they're listening because Tim's on. Please add on to the work order. Replace my windshield wipers and fix my washers. Unless you find out that the washers are connected to something that's going to cost me $15,000. You know, which
we have an alternative.
If you have an alternative, whatever, you know, besides me reaching out, and I've done this before. Reach out with a water bottle and splash it all over. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's done that.
Actually, a can of Coke takes off the crap off of your windshield really well.
It's just
that it makes a mess.
It does, but when you're going through Idaho in a speed storm and can't see, it works.
There you go.
Okay, so tires. Okay, what's the next thing?
Tires, wipers, lights. Okay, headlights are a must. You got to be able to see what's in front of you. I shouldn't say a lot. I hate to speak in generalities, but some vehicles you'll see with the plastic headlamp covers, they become discolored,
scratched,
oxidized. Yeah. There's a really cool little super secret trick that we'll do just as a courtesy if a vehicle's in for a service.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a permanent fix, but it takes us less than 5 minutes and it doesn't cost anything to do this wipe off. Or you can go to we can step up to $150 light restoration service, or we can replace headlights. So.
And replacing headlights on some vehicles is a really spending
process. Holy cow. So.
I found out with my truck, if you have to do something in it, I mean, you literally have to pull off the cab.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You have to pull the cab off my truck to fix anything back toward the rear of the engine.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, some vehicles, I can think of two or three year make and models that to replace headlights, you're pulling the whole grill, you're pulling the front bumper fascia.
I think that's, Lexus is one of those.
Lexus is pretty famous for that, but General Motors is... There are some of the Yukons, Tahoes, or
I know on my Ford that I did that, and you just have to pop it off and
unscrew
it.
Yeah,
I can somebody do that. Backed into
I'm a mechanic.
Somebody backed into my window or headlight in a parking lot, and it kind of scratched up a little. I didn't think too much about it. I had it kind of rubbed out. Maybe 6 months later, all of a sudden, my neighbor said, "When you came home last night, your headlight was out." Mm-hmm. So I had it in for you know, oil change, and I said, hey, you need to change the bulb in that. Whoa. Not so. It had actually popped the seal.
Yeah.
It got hit. It had corroded inside. I don't know, $600 later.
Lights, wipers. How about batteries and tires?
Let's talk about batteries because your vehicle wouldn't start. You might have a charging system problem. You know, this is a little self-serving here. Absolutely. Electrical, the batteries tis the time of year. We really look for battery problems during the onset of cold weather, then also in the spring, summer, the onset of warm weather. So if you go out and you start your car in the morning and it doesn't sound exactly right, it might cranked over a little bit slow, or it just made a funny noise, or you turned the key and it just looked back at you and said, oh, you want me to do something? That does happen.
Oh, yes, it does.
You know, so a good charging system, starting charging system, battery system, checkup is very wise. You know, and it's what's interesting is your battery can check and your alternator can check absolutely perfect today. Tomorrow morning you go out to jump in, start it, and it's flat. Okay? And so, but there's electricity involved. There's current. There's electrical involved. How many times have you been, we'll say in the bathroom, lights on, everything, you flip the light switch off, you walk down the hallway, you forgot something. You go back in there, you turn the light on, and it doesn't come on, the bulb burn out. Same thing happens with the vehicle, with the electrical system. It can happen that fast.
Yeah, I mean, on mine, that's exactly what happened. It ran perfectly day before yesterday.
Sure.
And then yesterday, it refused.
Right.
It did nothing. It gave me a click.
Right. You know, you mentioned something about a headlight or a taillight. I have a very good friend that works in a huge dealership back in Massachusetts. And this guy is a very sought-after technician. He actually came from Ford Engineering and became a line technician. And what a gold mine of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Vehicle was brought into their shop, and it had what we call the Christmas tree lit up on the dash. All the warning lights, all the indicator lights were on. Sometimes it would start, sometimes it wouldn't. They put their number one diesel tech on there, and as this gentleman was walking by, he noticed that the tail lamp was cracked, and he goes up. Tail lamp's cracked. He goes, it probably got moisture in there, probably created a problem in the CAN system, CAN, computer area networking. Bottom line is they had 9 hours in diagnosing and troubleshooting an intermittent, very random, no start. Sometimes it would crank over, start. Sometimes it wouldn't. Sometimes the lights would
and
come on.
It was
on.
A crack in the tail.
Oh, my God!
It was a crack in the taillight. That moisture had got in there, and this had the proximity sensors and radar within the taillight assembly, so you have to replace the whole module. It's about a $900 taillight. So that was replaced. But everything seemed okay. About a week later, it came back. Same problem. So you can imagine, you know, the consumer's, you know, viewpoint on this. So they, they're still working. They were working on it, but they had found that moisture had traced through the wire harness into one of the control modules and was creating a random and intermittent short.
Wow. Mm. But it takes hours to find that.
Yeah. And that's true. He admitted.
We got to run. Yes. We got to run and make go. How do people get hold of Advanced Automotive?
244-4423. That easy as can be.
And it's right off of West Side Road?
Yeah, we're off of West Side Road.
Right behind
Fleet Pride Truck Supply.
There you are.
And never enough time.
And if you want to have your car checked out and you want a great auto shop that's honest and will give you, you know, the true story about what's going on, Advanced Automotive, I can't say enough about them. We'll be right back with Adam McElvain, who's running for re-election.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Domestic product grew at a record annual rate, 33.1% in the third quarter. Not writing on Twitter, the president warns that, in his words, sleepy Joe Biden and his proposed record-setting tax increase would kill it all. The number of Americans signing up for unemployment benefits fell last week to 751,000. That's the smallest number since March. Both of the presidential candidates on the campaign trail today in battleground Florida.
It's now 5 days to Election Day in a presidential race unlike any other.
A vote for me is a vote for massive tax cuts, regulation cuts, fair trade, strong borders.
President Trump was in Arizona Wednesday trying to lock down a state that hasn't voted Democratic for president since 1996. Democrat Joe Biden was off the campaign trail, but he did vote.
The American people have it in their hands to put this country in a vastly different path.
Today, Biden is back on the trail in Florida with campaign events in Broward County and Tampa. The president will be in Tampa and Fayetteville, North Carolina. Mike Gracia, Washington.
His city is in a state of shock. The mayor of Nice, France, speaking to reporters following a knife attack that killed three people at a church. The mayor says the suspect continued shouting slogans in Arabic, even after being shot and wounded by police who took him into custody. There have been several attacks of this nature in France in recent weeks, amid outrage among Muslims over cartoons of Mohammed. Stocks in positive territory on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 90 points, the Nasdaq ahead 120 points, and the S&P is up 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Bracket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A student pro-democracy protester in Hong Kong denied bail following his arrest by Chinese authorities.
On Tuesday, Tony Chung was arrested in a Hong Kong coffee shop across the road from the United States consulate. According to other activists, he was hoping to enter the consulate in order to ask for political asylum. Today, he appeared in court on charges relating to the city's draconian state security law and was denied bail. He's accused of conspiracy to publish seditious material, secession, and money laundering. Former leader of a small activist group known as Student Localism will be held in custody until his next court appearance in January 2021.
That's the BBC's Stephen McDonald. A powerful typhoon has unleashed landslides that killed at least 19 people, left 45 missing in central Vietnam. Ferocious winds and rains blew the roofs off buildings, knock out power across a wide area. Townhall.com.
The Senate Commerce Committee hears from Twitter, Google, and Facebook, a hearing on the growing threat of social media censorship.
Chairman Roger Wicker says the goal is to make sure the Internet remains a free and open space.
And that the laws that govern it are sufficiently up to date.
After all, after 24 years,
the Internet is no longer an emerging technology.
Enter the Section 230 liability protections given to then small startups that have now grown well beyond basements and dorm rooms.
They are now among the world's largest corporations, wielding immense power in our economy, culture, and public discourse.
Prompting talk of new regulations. Bob Agner reporting.
The computer systems of at least five U.S. hospitals have been hit by a ransomware attack. The Fed say is targeting the entire U.S. healthcare system this week. Independent security experts say it could potentially impact hundreds more hospitals in the coming days. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, and in December, we're going to be starting our 11th year. Whoa. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Jared's at the helm. Trish is here with me, and the time is 8:05 on the 29th of October, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And at 8:05, it's 45 degrees. It's not warming up real quickly out there this morning. We're looking for a high today of 83, a low of 50 this evening. On Friday, a high of 80 and a low of 51. On Saturday, 83 and a low of 52. Sunday, we're kind of stuck on that 83 and a low of 51. And again on Monday, 83. No moisture in sight for some time. Going to just kind of stick in there. But that's nice fall weather, and it looks like we might even actually have a dry Halloween. So we'll see what that brings. I'm not sure what the neighborhoods are going to be doing, but I think you need to be prepared for some trick-or-treaters. Yeah,
We have kids across the street, so we bought the candy for them and all that. I'm going to go around the neighborhood with a shot glass and knock on all the doors and go trick-or-treat. I have a
mask on. What a great idea.
And then let them, I'll just go trick-or-treat, and they can either go, oh, that's a great idea, and give me a shot, and we'll see how far I can make it up and down the street. My street, we may not make it very far.
That's a different idea. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I think it's a great idea.
I think so. I'm coming to your neighborhood.
Right. Well, you know, hey, with us today is Adam McElvain. You've heard more of Adam, been on the show more in the last 6 weeks than you. Well, here's the thing. Adam will come on if I call. He'll come on the show, unlike some others that won't.
Yeah, good morning. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Adam pretty much will show up, and he'll take the questions. You may not like the answers, but he's not going to not give you.
You know, I feel an obligation to respond, especially to local press, and, you know, just provide that transparency to the people. And a lot of times it's good for us. I really like your show because it gives us the opportunity to have a dialogue and discuss the different issues that are happening at the city.
If you're going to be an effective elected official, I have always felt that you can't operate in a vacuum. You need to be out and listening, again, whether you like the input you're getting or the questions you're getting. You need to be aware of what the mood and the perception and the conversation is in the community that you're supposed to be representing. You won't always agree with them, but you need to know what they're thinking. You can't do that if you're not out among them.
No, you're absolutely right. And the more people that you listen to, I think the better off you are.
Well, you know, like the Dallies have refused to come on. Audrey Denny has refused to come on. Everybody else pretty much has come on. Steve Morgan says he's not, you know, he was on once and said he'd come back, and he didn't, you know, said he's not going to come back. Julie's not coming back. So I don't understand that. I mean, it's not like we sit here and hit them with wet towels and then waterboard them.
Well, the interesting part of that is because I think everybody realizes I'm not an elected official or in a position anymore where I can't have an opinion and say exactly what I want to. So everybody pretty much knows where I'm coming from, and I'm a little right of Attila the Hun, and we all know that. Having said that, I have people say, well, Carl, he's kind of middle of the road. I think that speaks well for you as the owner of the station, that you're not taking a position one way or the other, and you always give either side. Sometimes I want to say, geez, Carl, you can't be agreeing with them.
But it doesn't mean that you're agreeing with them.
You're
to let
giving
them, speak.
Them an opportunity to give their point of view and not necessarily
and
beating them down for
it. And when people say, oh, you should have asked me, I said, well, you know what, this is a talk radio show. Those lines are open. Please,
you want
give
those
them
questions?
A, give,
call them.
Give them a call because, I try to use the chat room, and, you know, people will come up with questions, and those will I'll ask. But it's your opportunity, my friends, to ask Adam questions about raises for lawyers, selling of land, the economy, what's happening, all those things. Adam's the mayor of Reading.
That's correct, and I'll take any questions.
Well, so this is your opportunity. If you're out there and you're listening, you've got a question you want to ask, take this opportunity to call. He'll answer your question. You may not agree with the answer. You can have that discussion. Take advantage of it. If you're not part of the solution and part of the process, then you're part of the problem.
Okay, and starting with that, here's Nick.
Hey, good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
I've got two questions for you, Adam. The first one is, did you guys sell the right-of-way to Bocelli Lane down there to the Sierra Pacific Foundation, or did you actually sell the physical road?
That's a good question. I think that's more of a is that both questions together?
No.
That's the first question.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So there's two questions. I believe both are true.
They sold the right of way and the property itself.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, good. I'm curious, how much property in the city does the city of Reading own?
The city of Reading owns a tremendous amount of property within the city limits, several square miles, and a lot of that is open space and unusable property. But it's quite a bit.
Would you say 5 square miles, 10 square miles?
Probably between 10 and 15.
Okay, thank you, buddy. I hope you have a great day.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Which leads to the next question is the city ever thinking about selling some of this property to people? I know one spot that's on the river that, I think it's been for sale or maybe not, that it's in the side of a park and an open area or things like that. But that's, it's city owned. But there's other places in our city that might be prime spots for people.
We've been selling a lot of surplus property now for 2 or 3 years. So we had the city manager put together a list 2 or 3 years ago to get additional income for the city.
And declared surplus property?
Correct. And so we've sold, and it's some of the stuff over there on Victor Avenue, on South Shasta View. So there has been quite a bit of property, I would say, more so than in the past, that we've put out. A lot of the property, though, like I mentioned, is open space property that's not really developable, so it doesn't have a high value that the city owns. And that preserves the green spaces. And, there's a lot of trees in Reading. We're a tree city. I think there's 15 or 20 square miles of open space within the 60 miles of the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't realize there was not necessarily. I knew we had a lot of open space, but I'm glad to hear is that you are actually looking at when we have surplus land.
There's actually a list that you can you can find the list of surplus property that has been declared that's declared surplus. There's a process you go through to do that to make it available before you can sell it.
Correct.
Okay. We're with Adam McElveen. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about a lot of things that are going on in our city. And things that look like for the future here.
And this is your last opportunity before the election to ask those questions before you vote. So take this opportunity, give us a phone call, and ask him the tough questions.
And also you can get on our chat room and put in questions there, and we're going to ask them. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented. This is a local bank. It's run by locals. It's run by locals. The board of directors are locals. They have a true feeling of what's happening in our community. That's why they are able to support so many good causes. That's why they move dreams forward in our business community. They have three locations, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. They have one right downtown here at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. And the other at the Raley Shopping Center on Hartnell Avenue at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I have my business banking in there, and then also my personal banking in there. Cornerstone Community Bank, really super people. We'll be right back after these messages. It's still 45 degrees out there here at 8:14 in the morning.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore trees. Dream a little dream of me.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Do you know our crime rate is 70% higher than the national average? Do you know Redding is the 17th most dangerous city in California? Do you know your chances of becoming a victim are 1 in 22? This is Mark Mazzano, candidate for city council. My opponents say our police department is stronger than ever. I'm telling you it's not. In 2008, we had 119 officers. Today, maybe 104. You keep telling me homelessness is your top priority. My opponents say it's beyond our city government. Help me rebuild our police department and fix our homeless crisis. My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Reading.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I was waiting for the words. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
This is talk radio. You supply the words.
Phone lines here are 605-4567, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place where I get my hair cut since I've lived here in Redding. And I love Redding. I love Shasta County.
I love Shasta County.
I tell you what, if I wasn't going to live in Redding, I'd live in Anderson.
Anderson's a great city.
Who knows? Maybe if I know more about Anderson, I'd be living in Anderson. But I tell you what, living in Redding's been great because where we live from this station is literally like 3 miles. I mean, I can get here in the morning in 5 minutes. You know, sometimes you get hung up by the traffic, so it's 5 minutes in 1 second. And at 6:30 in the morning, there's no traffic. This is a great place. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop is where I get my haircut. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. 244-9478 is the phone number, and it's man's last stronghold. Yeah. Hey, Teresa and I are here with Adam McElvain. And somebody said something in here about me being on a certain candidate's side. No. Here's the way we do it at KCNR. We do not endorse anybody at the local level, and in this case not even at the state level. If you hear advertising on our station, they buy it, and everybody gets the same price.
Whether you're
Patrick Jones, who got $130,000 worth of advertising dollars, or you get Steve Morgan, who has a lot less, everybody gets the same price here, and they buy the spots. And we play them in accordance to their wishes if we have openings. We don't always have openings. We sell out a lot. So we don't endorse anybody. You know why? Because we thoroughly believe, Linda and I thoroughly believe, that we are proud of the people that are running. And how do you pick somebody over another when they, you know, when they put themselves out here for the abuse they're going to take? And I mean that. Abuse are going to
take. Oh, I hear that.
You know, you were in
this for a long
time. I ran
several elections.
Adam's gone through this.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, at least you got paid. Adam gets a magnificent sum of, like, what, $600 a month? Yeah, to take all the abuse. And,
that's exactly right.
So we don't endorse people. There may be, you know, we feel certain ways, but we try not to let that come through on things. When some of our Democrat friends are running for state offices, you know, to say that Elizabeth Betancourt doesn't have a bunch of great ideas just isn't true. On the other hand, there's other things that she supports that I could never support. So, but on the same hand, we don't endorse the Dallas either. So it's up to you all to make up your mind. You don't need me or Trish or anybody to tell you how to vote. So
we just need you to get out and vote.
But we need you to vote, though. Oh, my gosh, yes. Anyway, Adam, here's the question. Could the mayor address the accusations of one of your opponents is at the high-speed internet? And you've been accused of just working on it right now.
Oh, yeah. So we began working on the high-speed internet I first asked the council for permission in April of 2017, and we were able to partner.
It was one of the things that you ran on is the discussion about the high-speed.
Correct. So the council said, okay, move forward. We were able to work with CSU Chico, with a department out of the university there, and then also with the National Broadband Association, which is under the Department of Commerce in Washington, D.C. And both those organizations worked with us for free to develop that first downtown plan. And that was essentially a feasibility study that said, hey, how much is this going to cost? Can we put something together like this? And so we went through that process. Everything was done without a penny of taxpayer money, and we got it completed, and it was feasible. And the numbers came in almost exactly where I thought they were going to come in after we put that together. So once we determined the feasibility, we went back to the council, and then we asked for permission to take the next step. And that's when we started meeting with all the department directors at the city. So now it's a little bit more serious. We know that we can do it. We know it's possible because we own all the, you know, the infrastructure, the electric utility poles and things. So we met with the directors, and then we realized that the electric utility has needs for fiber communication. The IT department has needs for fiber communication, sewer, water. So then we decided, how do we, you know, we want to make sure we're all part of the same plan, you know, moving forward. So how does this work where we integrate what the utilities needs are, the city, other stakeholders in town, and then the last step, which would be offering service to businesses and residents.
How does that when you have private industry that's trying to bring it in? And so the competition on that.
I'll get into that a little bit further. So then that's when we actually spent the $30,000 to develop the Reading Broadband Master Plan. So that was approved last September. And we finished that in about January, went through some revisions, and then it was completed the first week in March. And then, things were delayed a little bit. And as you know, we brought it back to the council, at the beginning of June. So there were four phases. Phases one and two were approved by the city council that night. And that was essentially, that the first phase is the 26-mile fiber ring. Which has been approved and will be starting construction soon across the city.
Wow.
Phase two is hooking up all the city properties and other potential stakeholders.
And is it all under that grant? Or is this something that we're paying
for? No, so this is something that we are paying for. Okay. But a lot of it's coming from the utilities, too, because they need the infrastructure for one of the big pushes for RU was for fire mitigation technology. So there's some new technologies out there that we'll be able to use through the electric utility to help identify and prevent fires around the city. So there was some push there. So we got this whole thing put together. The first two phases were approved. Phase three is the pilot phase, which I've talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. And we're having the engineering done on that right now and the legal work as well. And then phase four is the citywide build-out. So we've been working on this in earnest for 3 years. We've been very cautious in our approach to make sure that we're trying to come up with the best solution, and we have done that. And this is a huge potential for Reading, and could be a real game changer for our city as far as attracting jobs, putting in infrastructure, you know, for the 21st century. You know, our electric utility is amazing that we own the electric utility. It saved us $52 million last year in rates alone. That's a lot of money that stays in our pockets that if we'd been paying and, you know,
PG&E, let's just look at it. PG&E, it costs a lot more, and they turn your electricity off.
Yep. So we've been working on it for about 3 years. I would say there's probably 9 or 10 months of delay in that 3 year time frame because of the car fire, because of COVID. So there's been some things where we've had to push it to the back burner, because there were more important things happening at the city. But we're very much moving forward, and I would expect that we'll have that next report back to the city council here in the next few weeks or maybe a couple months, and then we'll be able to make a decision. And that will, you know, that will essentially be the last decision. Are we moving forward with the pilot phase? Are we moving forward with the citywide build-out? What does that look like?
Okay, so the private industry that's out there. Now we have that high-speed internet is here.
So right? You're saying the incumbents, the internet providers that already exist.
Right.
Okay.
And that fiber, that high-speed internet
fiber optic, isn't it in the ground? I mean, didn't they lay that through Chester County a while back?
So there are fiber optic lines in various places throughout the county, but there's not fiber to every business and every home.
No, but
the cables are in the ground that could
attaching to.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, some of the corporations are out there that are internet providers now. Are they going to be able to take advantage of this, or is this something they have to do themselves?
The solution that I'm leaning towards the most is called an open access solution. It's automated open access. And what that means is essentially the city puts in the fiber, so the city provides the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn it on, and they make sure it works, and that's it. And then the services that you subscribe to across the infrastructure are provided by the private sector.
A current
provider could offer services over the infrastructure. So it's a private-public partnership.
Okay, but we could go to RU, I guess, or through the city and say, okay, hook me up. Can we do that?
With the internet utility?
Yeah. Okay.
So you can get hooked up. You don't have to use it. You can still use, you know, one of the incumbent providers, so it's not mandatory.
Okay.
And right, and the idea is that we're creating a new digital marketplace where internet providers, so you can get online then onto the city's infrastructure, and then you might have 8 or 10 different internet providers to choose from that you can sign up for or unsubscribe for instantly. So if you're unhappy with an internet provider, you can go to a different one in 1 or 2 minutes. And just make that switch. So it creates competition, it drives down the price, and it creates this opportunity for not just one provider to offer services, but multiple, including our local providers that have business here just in Reading.
Okay.
And is there a plan at some point that this could go countywide?
So that's a different story because we own the infrastructure in the city limits, but gotcha. We don't own the infrastructure outside of the city. But I think there are opportunities there, and obviously a lot of demand because there are some really underserved areas in the county.
There are still areas in Shasta County where you simply don't get cell service.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, underserved is an understatement.
Yeah, it's right. No service, and especially today when you have distance learning.
Oh, with all the young kids trying.
These kids have to go out in the parking lots of their school to be able to go to school in the car.
Right, and I think that's one thing, too, with the pandemic. You know, one of the silver linings is I think internet service is more front of mind for people, and they understand just how valuable it is to have it. They need it, the reliability. They need it every day. And they want faster bandwidth, cheaper, which is what the city service would be able to provide. So, you know, much faster speeds at a much lower cost than what people are currently paying. So that's the exciting part of it. And we're still pushing for despite COVID, you know, and all the other news that you hear every day, we're still making a lot of progress.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the raises that were given at the city hall. I want to talk about the impact on our taxes that COVID's had, even though that I just saw is the GDP just went crazy the last quarter, 33% raise. Hasn't seen anything like this since World War II. So when you think about that, what kind of impact is that going to have on us? And the spending that the city's looking at and what you think could be accomplished in the next 4 years if you are reelected. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. I was just there yesterday. Bastiani Arms, it works on appointments, but if you call, they always have somebody there and you can go in there. They have, like every place else, their selection of firearms has become limited, but they still have firearms in there and they still have ammunition in there. So Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur is somebody you want to call, you want to check it out, because they have great customer service. They are there if you need a gun worked on. John Bastiani is probably one of the finest gunsmiths in California. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. It's been there for 10 years. Give them a call at 222-8222. Again, they're at 2539 Larkspur. You drive down there, give them a call, and you get to go in there and walk around and buy stuff. We'll be right back.
Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Oh, yeah, shame. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. It is 8:36 in the morning, 45 degrees. It hasn't moved.
It's not moving. No, it's not moving.
Stop it. Stop it. It is going up to 82 today, though. It's going to be a beautiful day. Tomorrow, 81. Saturday, 84. And no rain in sight. Weather
no rain
reports
in sight.
Always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And starting in November, free for a veteran, you get another 10 cents off per gallon of propane that you buy from Shasta Gas Propane.
It has warmed up in the studio, however.
Yeah, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open, and they have a plethora of jewelry down there.
Yes, they do.
Great
if
prices.
You just want to make yourself feel better, you just need to go down there and just walk around that beautiful store. Estate jewelry, turquoise, beautiful, beautiful settings. And they'll even make something special for you.
They will. They can design it and build it for you right there. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Trish and I are here with Adam McElvain, mayor of Reading, running for re-election. After the all of a sudden, you know, this COVID hitting and places being shut down, the city decided to give a raise to the our lawyer, our city attorney, and his assistant of like $30,000 a year. And he's already making, what, 150, 160, something like that?
I think he's closer to the 180.
180.
180, 190 range.
That's just salary, not counting that.
Without the raise?
Right, correct.
So he's getting a $30,000 a year raise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the reasoning behind that?
The reasoning was, now just to be clear, that was not, I voted no on that.
You so, and Michael DeQuisto both correct. Voted no on that.
Right, but then.
Which means then is that Kristen, Aaron, and Julie voted yes.
That is correct. So the reasoning behind the raise was we moved our code enforcement department under the city attorney's office instead of being under development services. So we did transfer some responsibility, and I supported that move and would like to see how it works, but didn't support the raise without seeing the results first. And that's, you know, what I said in the meeting. And so we'll see how it works out.
What if it doesn't work out? What if you have to move it back? Do you then take the money away from them?
I think that would be, you know, probably a difficult thing to do.
That's right.
Right. So, and that was what I mentioned, you know, is that I wanted to see the results of the transition and make sure that it was effective and acceptable to the council.
The people in this town, as you know, Adam, are suffering. Many of these businesses are suffering.
Oh, absolutely.
This COVID and the whims of this governor shutting us down, opening us up, purple, red, orange, is hurting these people. And when the idea of giving a $30,000 a year raise to somebody already making $180,000 has got nothing to do with our city attorney. Okay, I want to make that clear. Because the city attorney does not give himself raises. It is the city council. What was in their minds? I can understand if you give them more stuff, but what if it doesn't work out? And then now you're not going to get that money back. I just think that's not a good idea. And I think there's a lot of people that think that.
So we're in agreement.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, let's move on then.
Okay.
Okay, speaking of COVID, as Trish just told me during the break, that that our country has rebounded two-thirds.
They indicated that the third quarter results have come in and that the U.S. economy grew at a record 7.4% between July and September and has recovered two-thirds of the ground it lost during the first half of the year. Two-thirds of what it lost. That's huge.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
We're recovering quicker than any other country, even though they do have some more cases coming.
Right.
But
which leads us to the next question is the impact it's had on our taxes here in Reading.
So
the sales taxes, you know, was down, I would imagine.
The most recent data I've seen was up to August 30th. So just I'm trying to think of the last report that we've gotten. I have seen, so the fiscal year closed June 31st.
Right.
And we were actually a little bit above what we had projected. But as I'd mentioned before, we've been budgeting very conservatively the past two or three years, kind of taking a different approach to our budgeting. And that's really paid off. So we had a really conservative budget in place before COVID hit. And since it really affected just that last quarter of the last year, when we got to the end of the year, we were still in good shape financially. Since then, since June 31st, so July and August, we've seen still pretty steady numbers. I mean, our hotel tax was back up. Sales tax was doing well, and property tax was up. So we haven't seen anything devastating yet with our numbers at the city as far as our revenue, but we're paying very close attention. And, you know, that was one of the things where, you know, we probably would have been able to hire some more police officers this summer, you know, and start another neighborhood policing unit, and that's the one that we want to place downtown. So that we can bring more police presence to the downtown. But we, because of COVID, you know, the council and the city manager decided that, hey, we need to just pause for a little bit and make sure that we're not affected, you know, significantly.
If you start one, then have to disband it.
Right, because we don't want to hire people and then just turn around and lay them off.
Well, then,
like so many businesses have had to do in this whole period.
Over, you know, it's like a yo-yo for these people.
Revolving door. Customers in, staff in, customers out, staff out.
Now, the homeless problem that we have, have you driven down Yuba Street lately?
By
the post office?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a prison yard out there.
It is.
So what's being done about that?
Well, we've had several reports recently, and that's something that I've been paying attention to. You know, when we hit the beginning of the year, it felt good. You know, we had record low unemployment. you know, the nonprofit community and the county were able to do more work and get more people to services. And it felt like we were really starting to move in the right direction. And I had met with a nonprofit, you know, the city and some other folks met to start a day center down on 273 that could hold up to 175 people during the day, which would have a tremendous impact on our city and you know, just the people that we see during the day. So with COVID, we were the mandate from the governor was hands off the homeless, so we weren't able to do the sweeps anymore. The sweeps are very important because we don't want to see the camps get started and then start to flourish, because it's inevitable as soon as the homeless camp gets to a certain size, you know, these hierarchies start to form and you start to see prostitution and drug dealing, and it's really predictable. So the sweeps were very helpful. We had to stop doing that. And we're cognizant of, you know, not wanting to push people around to potentially spread the virus. And the other thing is the sheriff hasn't been able to send to put people into state prison.
He's got over half of the jail is filled with prisoners that have been to court, have been sentenced to state prison, and the state prisons will not take them.
Correct.
So we're at 50% capacity with those prisoners, plus having another 80 beds set aside for quarantine.
Correct.
So yeah, the jail's full.
And so they had to release people because of COVID. And they're having more issues, and they've started
Let's go back to Yuba Street specifically.
Okay.
You've got the Veterans Hall there that many senior citizens go to because, you know, for a variety of reasons
used to go there.
And Linda trying to just to pull down that alley between Veterans Hall and the post office had to ask permission to get through a bunch of people down there just to mail a couple of letters. But I see that all the time down there. Is there? I mean, I have seen the police go through there one time, and they arrested a couple people. But that's one time out of this whole time period that I've seen it. But there's just, I mean, they've got tents. There's everything along that sidewalk.
So we're patrolling through there very regularly every day. So it's constant. We can't, if they're not breaking the law, there's nothing that we can do. If they are breaking the law, we can take them over to the county.
Breaking the law, and what can they be doing that is breaking the law?
You know, loitering, littering. There's various different
they're all loitering.
You know, the sit lie ordinance, so they can't actually block the sidewalk, you know, from the public coming through. And so if we do arrest them or cite them, you know, we're taking them over to the jail, and they're
turning them loose.
Turn around and walk back over to Yuba Street.
Right, and you can tell if they've been arrested because they'll be carrying an orange bag. And so that's what we put their items in if they're arrested, into the orange bag. So we can, you know, we can push our police department, you know, to really focus on this. But we have to get that, you know, we have to get that jail space. That's a big part of the equation. And we look at the entire judicial system. You know, the police department, we don't do social services at the city. You know, we have police and fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're the first line of that judicial chain where we're catching people committing crimes. So we're the law enforcement arm. Once we hand off to the jail and the courts and probation, you know, that's all through the county.
Now we're going to the county and then to the state.
Correct. Yep. And so for me, I've been focused on rebuilding our police department. I've been focused on reducing response times. I have been in several conversations with the county and am always encouraging them to search for more jail space, and I think that they always are doing their best.
Well, one of the things is that Eric McGreeny, Sheriff McGreeny, said Alameda would take those prisoners, and the state won't let us move them. Can you imagine that? Alameda said they would take them, and the worst part of that at the county is that it's costing us money, $15 a day for every one of them, because they're not paying us what it costs to keep them here. We've got to take a break. I want to talk about what we should be looking for if you get reelected here in the next year. We're here with Adam McElvain, Carl Bott, and Trish Clark. It's Trish Thursday.
I love Thursdays.
Trish Thursday. We were out last Thursday at a fundraiser for for the healthy aging.
Exactly.
And they gave out
windy.
Oh, 800 bags. It was fun watching the other radio stations.
And pop-up tents.
There was pop-up tents. Watching the pop-up tents blow straight up into the air. They just took them all down.
It was a fun day.
It was a fun day. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Hi, I'm Stephen Bell, and I'm running to represent the communities of Shasta Lake, Lakehead, Lewiston, Hayfork, and the entire Trinity County on the Shasta College Board of Trustees. I believe education benefits everyone. It empowers you to accomplish your dreams, to provide for yourself and your family, and is a stepping stone to greater economic success. Make your vote count and help me with starting the change for better education. Thank you.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridges, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over two decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, Friday, I have Wednesday Place in here. Mark Rosano's coming in. And Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be my co-host. And I don't have, unfortunately, enough time to talk to Dr. McConnell, who thoroughly believes in this hydrocortisone. Or not. Is that what it is?
Well, the hydrocortisone and then the remestrant.
But he thoroughly believes in this. But I'm going to have him on next week to talk about this from a doctor's point of view.
And you need to find out about the question we had earlier.
Yes. Did you find that out?
I looked and I couldn't find any evidence said that it was bad if you were over 75.
Well, that they won't give it to you if you're over age 75.
I don't think it's bad. It's just simply that they won't give it to you because they don't care that you live any longer.
I didn't see anything that showed that.
Hey, we're here with Adam McElvain. Adam, if you are reelected, what can we look forward to over the next year?
Well, I'm going to stay committed to the same priorities that I've had over the past 4 years. So public safety is number one. You know, we're still about 20 officers short from where we were before the recession. And I really think that we can get that, rebuilt so that we're at minimum staffing. And I think that's our number one responsibility to the taxpayer is law enforcement and public safety. Obviously, everything that we can do to support the county to help get more jail space is a dire need for our city, for our county. So, you know, still hold that position. Our fire department, you know, is the biggest it's ever been. We're way more prepared for wildfires. And
does that mean the overtime is going to go down?
On the fire department?
Yeah, because the overtime there is just astronomical.
It's been higher this year, and a lot of times that's because of the fires that we've had.
I understand
that we have different
and the lack of position. And the other thing is that in order to actually enter a building, you send an engine, but if you only got three people, and you got to wait for the second engine before you can do anything.
Well, it's if you only have two.
If you have three, you can go in.
If you have three, you can send in. So we're about 9 firefighters short from having 3 people on every engine 24/7, 365.
And that should cut back also on the overtime.
Correct.
Okay.
So we want to get to that level, and that's something the city council has been trying to do for a very, very long time. So I think we have real positive potential with public safety to get back to those pre-recession levels and get to that level of service that the people deserve.
Chief Shuler said that the response time has dropped from almost 15 minutes down to 7 minutes.
Correct, and that's for the priority one calls, and that's because of we rebuilt the CSO program. So because the CSOs are available to take a lot of these other calls.
Those are community service officers.
Correct, the community service officers.
Not sworn officers.
Right, and so
they can take those cases such as the burglary that happened before.
Correct,
that is not in action.
Correct, or a car accident, or people calling in. We're very proactive now. Half of our phone calls in the police department are us calling out, you know, and following up and looking for evidence and things like that for crimes. So that has a lot to do with the CSO program. But because we have the CSOs, when there is an emergency, and you are in that moment of life where you really need the police, they are on their way, and it's been really good. So I think there's more room for improvement there, obviously. The fire department, we're pretty close. Economic development is very, very important to me, and we've just seen an unbelievable amount of growth over the last 4 years. We've really adopted that open for business policy and mindset at City Hall, and I think you can see that transformation happening across the city, especially with the revitalization that we've seen downtown. So there's a tremendous amount of investment happening in Reading. I want to see that continue to happen. That helps with jobs, you know, keeping the economy going, something that's really, I think, helped push us through COVID, where things could have been a lot worse, like some of the other cities in California, because we had really strong economic indicators before we hit COVID. The internet. So I'll continue to work on that. We're very close to having a final decision, and I couldn't be more excited because that's, again, something that could be very transformative for our city, really set us apart from other cities, attract young people, you know, give our businesses a competitive edge, draw high-paying jobs to Reading, and really set us up for the 21st century, you know, putting in that infrastructure. You know, the fiber optics, which to me is essentially a basic utility, and it has been classified for a long time now by the federal government as a utility. So we'll continue to work on that. And I think there's a lot of opportunity. We have our challenges. Homelessness is still a big deal. I'll still be focusing on that and looking for solutions. And we did historic reductions to development fees. So we have 550 affordable housing units right now that are planned, and over 150 of them will be complete by the end of this year. So there are different ways to attack the homelessness issue. Housing is a big part of that, and the city can affect housing. And that's one of the areas where we can really help. As far as homeless programs, you got to look more towards the county, because that's where our taxpayer dollars go.
And certainly there is a certain population of that homeless population that can, in fact, be put back into the mainstream, because they are just a paycheck away from becoming homeless, or just have become that way because of it. So there is that population you can impact, and if you can do it in a quick manner, get them back into a stable lifestyle, they don't become part of that continuum.
So I'm extremely hopeful. I think we've got the next 4 years in Reading could be some of the most outstanding years in our city's history. As soon as the COVID cloud, moves on, whatever causes that, I think, our engine is just revved up and ready to go.
How do people get a hold of the reelect Adam McElvain?
So you can go to adammcelvain.com and check out my website, and there's a lot of information there. And send me an email, give me a phone call. I'm always available.
Don't
forget to vote. God, my gosh. You know what? Whoever you vote for, vote. That's the big thing. Adam, thanks a lot for being here with us. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys.